Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where a shocking and tragic, in fact horrifying, event on the other side of the world with our most important Asian ally, Japan. Yes, our most important Asian ally. A leader of Japan and a visionary leader, Shinzo Abe, was felled by an assassin. They don't know much yet about what the assassin's motivation would have been. There was a claim in the news that part of his intention with a handmade gun that was 16 inches long and had sounded like an explosion, a grenade, something like that, when it went off, because the former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, the longest serving Prime Minister in Japanese history, he was felled during a campaign appearance. They're having parliamentary elections there. What does it mean? Why is this terrible news for the United States and for the world? Gordon Chang has that perspective. Nobody knows more about America's friends and foes in East Asia. Gordon, why should Americans care deeply about the loss of this visionary leader?
Well, first of all, Shinzo Abe brought stability to the Japanese political system. And before his second term as prime minister, there were revolving door prime ministers. Abe was able to stay in office for 8 years, from 2012 to 2020. After he left, there have been revolving door prime ministers, 2 and 2 years. Abe was a power broker in the Liberal Democratic Party, which governs Japan, and he is he was the leader of the biggest faction. So he did provide some stability for the Japanese political system. But more important, Abe reoriented Japan to become a strong friend of the United States. He advocated a larger Japanese self-defense force, which is essentially its military, and he was skeptical of China. Going back to the first years of this century, he advocated that free societies in East Asia and North America band together. But Washington and other capitals, which were really interested in engaging China, didn't listen to him. We would be in a much better place, Michael, if American presidents and others had listened to Shinzo Abe 2 decades ago.
Gordon G. Chang has been tweeting about this, and his comments are always insightful and important. You can find them at Gordon G. Chang. Don't forget the G. He's the author of the books The Coming Collapse of China and the bestseller The Great U.S.-China Tech War. Have you heard any informed speculation about any connection between the killer, who's 41 years old, he seems like sort of the classical lone nut kind of political assassin, but any speculation about his affiliation with other nefarious forces in the world?
We don't have any evidence of that, Michael, but we do know that three regimes have benefited greatly from that horrible act. That would be Russia's, North Korea's, and China's. China, just immediately after the assassination, has been flooding the world with social media postings. A friend of mine who monitors Moroccan social media mentioned that immediately after that act, they were seeing on Moroccan social media sites all of these postings from China about Abe. So clearly Beijing is trying to influence global opinion on this, and the Chinese are up to no good because Abe believed in a strong defense against China.
The survey that just came out that worldwide survey that listed Japan as the number one tourist destination in the world. Japan took the top spot in the World Economic Forum's Travel and Tourism Development Index 2021, even with borders closed because of COVID. We don't usually think about or talk about in America enough how things are going in Japan. I know that they are rebuilding and building their military and naval resources. They certainly have identified with the West concerning the war in Ukraine. Generally, in the post-Abe era, he left the prime ministership in 2020. How has Japan been doing?
Japan has been doing okay. It held the Olympics, the Summer Olympics that were postponed from 2020. They were held last year. Japan, like we are slowly recovering. But politically speaking, we have seen this revolving door prime ministership, which is not a good thing. This week was interesting in the sense that before the assassination, China actually drove one of its frigates through Japanese territorial waters in the East China Sea near the Senkakus, which China claims and calls the Daoyus. And they also were buzzing their planes near Japanese airspace. This at the same time that China was driving its Coast Guard vessels and creating real troubles in the South China Sea at Second Thomas Shoal, which belongs to the Philippines. So China is pretty much moving on its neighbors right now, and it's going to take advantage of the assassination and do something. I'm really concerned about the way events are going in East Asia right now, and this assassination could be consequential. You know, we've got to remember that World War I started with an assassination, Archduke Ferdinand. I don't think that this is going to be as immediate as it was in 1914, but nonetheless, Michael, this can have long-term ripple effects which can destabilize an already unstable part of the world.
Will they have a very public funeral mourning process for Shinzo Abe?
I'm sure that they will, because he was a figure who, if people didn't agree with him, they liked him as a person, and that was part of his political power. So I'm sure that they will mourn him in public.
And again, he was identified as a great friend of the United States. I know that he and President Obama collaborated on that remarkable exchange of visits, with President Obama visiting Hiroshima and Abe visiting the site of Pearl Harbor, signifying how close the two nations had become.
Yes, and of course, famously, Abe had a great relationship with President Trump. Some people say that of all the leaders in the world, Abe was the one who was able to best manage the Donald. And also, you know, when you think about it, he's had a good relationship with Biden as well. And to his credit, Biden has flown American flags at half-mast in honor of Shinzo Abe. So this relationship is strong, but that's one of his legacies, that America and Japan are much closer than they've been in quite some time. You'd have to go back to Reagan and blanking on his name, but you'd have to go back to then, to that era, to find two American and Japanese leaders as close. Nakasone, of course.
Thank you. Gordon G. Chang, the author of The Coming Collapse of China, May It Be God's Will, and The Great U.S.-China Tech War, at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. When we come back, Biden has spoken about the murder of Shinzo Abe. There's more about the details of gun regulation in Japan, which unfortunately did not work to protect this important world figure. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
Can I just say that you do more for radio than what high definition will ever do for television?
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Of Shinzo Abe, shot from behind by a 41-year-old assassin who says that he killed Abe, apparently because Abe was a member of a group that the assassin hated. Not much more than that is known. This is the way that CBS News reported the assassination, treating him to some extent as suspect and controversial. Why? Because he was a conservative and pro-American, unabashedly pro-American. Listen to CBS reports. This is clip six.
Abe was Japan's longest-serving prime minister when he left office in 2020 due to ill health. A polarizing figure, he was a right-wing nationalist and conservative and a fierce supporter of Japan's military. His political opinions were controversial, but the country is united in shock and sympathy at the news of his death.
Okay, adding that his opinions were controversial when he was the most popular prime minister of recent time. Why? Because he was a fierce supporter of the military. And by the way, doing something that needed to be done, that Americans longed to be done. Japan, with the constitution that was adopted under the supervision of General Douglas MacArthur in the U.S. occupation, officially became a pacifist country. It was one that was supposed to have only a minimal defensive nuclear, military capacities. And, of course, Japan has never developed nuclear weapons. And one of the things about Abe's leadership is he recognized that in a world where China was such a dire threat so immediately close to Japan, and there's been so much blood spilled between those two nations and societies over the years, and China, in fact, challenging Japanese territory, that it was very, very important for Japan to vary some of its reluctance to develop its military capacities. And they are right now in the midst of enhancing those capacities. President Biden honored Shinzo Abe. He went to the Japanese embassy. He signed the condolence book. He brought flowers to lay down in honor of Shinzo Abe. All very appropriate for the President of the United States, for one of our closest allies. President Biden's remarks, again, he's having a tough time today. Listen to what the President of the United States had to say. Clip one.
The fact is that one thing did strike my get my attention, that this is the first use of a weapon to murder someone in Japan. And I think we have thus far have 3,000, I won't hold me to the number, 688 or, I mean, between 3,000 and 4,000 cases. They won.
Okay, not entirely accurate on any point. I understand the point that he's trying to make. The truth of the matter is that gun violence is extremely rare in Japan. In 2018, which is one of the most recent periods for which we have good numbers, Japan, which has 125 million people, reported 9 deaths from firearms, including accidents, murders, suicide, all of it. That compared with 39,740 that year in the United States. That's a dramatic comparison. That's according to data compiled by the Sydney School of Public Health at the University of Sydney in Australia, of course. Under Japan's firearms laws, the only guns permitted for sale are shotguns and air rifles. Handguns are outlawed. But getting them is a long and complicated process that requires effort and lots of patience and going through intensive reviews, education on firearm safety, and more. Having just heard President Biden speaking about Prime Minister Abe, the late Prime Minister Abe, it's fascinating that Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, made his own reaction to the loss of this important foreign leader. This is Governor DeSantis, clip five.
I just want to express condolences to the people of Japan for the assassination of Shinzo Abe. Shinzo was a great leader, a great man, and and was a heck of an ally to this country. I mean, he understood freedom, he understood the threat posed by China, and he understood the importance of having a strong U.S.-Japan relationship. We in Florida are actually hosting a summit in November with the southeastern United States and with Japan. This is partially to try to increase business ties and investment opportunities, and we're so looking forward to that, but this news is certainly going to cast a pall over that, and so we are very, very sad to hear that, and the world lost a really, really great leader, and we hope that the people of Japan get through this time properly, and we will certainly be keeping them in our thoughts and prayers.
Okay, Shinzo Abe also became the first Japanese political leader to address a joint session of Congress. That happened back in 2015, toward the end of the Obama era. Now, during his speech, he actually spoke about fond memories of being in high school and hearing a song by the American singer Carole King on the radio. He then actually quoted some of the lyrics. Sounded like this. Listen. Clip 10.
I was young, in high school, and listened to the radio. There was a song that flew out and shook my heart. It was a song by Carole King. When you are down and troubled, close your eyes and think of me, and I'll be there to brighten up even your darkest night.
Close your eyes and think of me, and I'll be there. He was pledging some of the depth of and the importance of his alliance with the United States. It is and does go to some of the need that we have to continue paying attention to the world beyond our borders, because even though what happens to America and America's citizens have to be the chief focus of our government right now, the loss of Shinzo Abe, particularly at a time when it's so important for the civilized world to unite against Putinism, is a grievous one. We will be right back. Is Thor the answer? We'll get to that.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
President Biden signed an executive order aimed at protecting access to abortion. He was facing pressure from fellow Democrats to be more forceful on the subject after the Supreme Court ended a constitutional right to the procedure 2 weeks ago.
The choice we face as a nation between the mainstream and the extreme, between moving forward and moving backwards, between allowing politicians to enter the most personal parts of our lives, and protecting the right of privacy. Yes. Yes. Embedded in our Constitution. This is a choice. This is a moment. The moment the moment to restore the rights that have been taken away from us.
The president blasted the court's decision and urged women and men to vote for pro-choice candidates in November. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, Michael Medved, I've had it with you.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, today there was an acknowledgement by the Biden administration that the Texas Border Patrol agents who were accused of whipping Haitian migrants back last year, you may remember they were on horseback, and Kamala Harris made a comment that it reminded her of slavery. These were Haitian people who were trying to enter the United States without authorization, and the Border Patrol turned them back. And the Biden administration repeatedly smeared the Border Patrol agents for whipping illegal immigrants. And today, the Border Patrol announced their investigation found no evidence that any migrants were whipped or struck by horseback Border Patrol agents in Texas, but they are going to be receiving the agents' discipline for derogatory language which they used and using a threat of force to drive migrants back across the Rio Grande. This is the flashback about the earlier smears of these agents who have now been at least formally cleared. Listen to clip 8.
To see people treated like they did, horses barely running them over, people being strapped, it's outrageous. I promise you, those people will pay.
I was outraged by it. It was horrible and deeply troubling, and there needs to be consequence and accountability.
Those officers are on administrative duties. They are not performing their typical law enforcement duties.
They will be an investigation underway now, and there will be consequences.
But it also evoked images of some of the worst moments of our history, where that kind of behavior has been used against the indigenous people of our country has been used against African Americans during times of slavery.
The horrific video of the CBP officers on horses using brutal and inappropriate measures against innocent people.
It's an embarrassment. It's beyond an embarrassment. It's dangerous. It's wrong. It sends the wrong message around the world. It sends the wrong message at home. It's simply not who we are.
Okay, and the agents are not who he was making them out to be either. After a lengthy, it's a 540-page investigative report, the fact that they are cleared of everything other than being unnecessarily aggressive and using harsh language, I mean, really, really. That should be the worst problem we ever have on our border, which is unfortunately not the only problem we have right now. Breaking news, Elon Musk just notified Twitter he's terminating the deal to buy it. This is shortly after Twitter's board accepted Musk's $44 billion bid to acquire the company. He said in May the deal was on hold pending information about spam bots on the platform. He is now required to go through with the purchase unless he can prove that Twitter actually misled him or a major event has changed its value. Stay tuned. This has always been an odd marriage. And speaking of an odd marriage, there's Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yesterday, she was endorsed for president by Alex Jones, which the two deserve each other. Alex Jones, the leading conspiracy theorist in the country, who by the way, shamelessly trashed the parents and victims of the shooting at Newtown in Newtown, Connecticut at Sandy Hook Elementary. And now Marjorie Taylor Greene has on her Facebook page comments about her own idea of what really happened on July 4th in Illinois. This is the Congresswoman from Georgia, MTG Marjorie Taylor Greene, clip 9.
Here's what I have to say. I mean, two shootings on July 4th, one in a rich white neighborhood and the other at a fireworks display. Almost sounds like it's designed to persuade Republicans to go along with more gun control. I mean, after all, remember, we didn't see that happen at all the Pride parades in the month of June, but as soon as we hit MAGA month, as soon as we hit the month that we're all celebrating, loving our country, we have shootings on July 4th. I mean, that would sound like a conspiracy theory, right? Of course. But what's the definition of a right-wing conspiracy theory? Well, by the way, it's the news that's just 6 months early.
The news that's just 6 months early? Does it sound like with Bobby Cremo and the people who are mourning in the community, and you've read something about the victims? Really? This is obscene, and it's disgraceful. And to try to manipulate for political purposes a truly horrific crime like this one is very, very sad. Speaking of horrific crimes, there is a great deal of controversy about some new comments that have been unearthed from Blake Masters, who right now is the leading GOP candidate endorsed by Trump for the Senate in Arizona. Mr. Masters has been denounced for contemporary statements like his April 11th remark that American gun violence problem boiled down to, quote, black people, frankly, and his apparent embrace of the replacement theory propaganda by white supremacists when he accused Democrats of trying to flood the nation with immigrants to, quote, change the demographics of our country. in a 2006 post, and this is when he was younger, he was at Stanford, he posted on the LouRockwell.com site, he rehashed an elaborate conspiracy theory about the United States' entry into World War I, implying a connection between the banking houses of Morgan and Rothschild and the failure to alert American steamship passengers to German threats that preceded the sinking of the Lusitania. His main source was C. Edward Griffin, an ardent libertarian, who once said, quote, "The Protocols of the Elders of Zion, a notorious anti-Semitic forgery, accurately describe much of what is happening in our world today." The post ended with what Masters called a poignant quotation from Hermann Göring, Hitler's right-hand man and one of the most powerful Nazis of the Third Reich, and who was one of those war criminals who was executed, actually killed himself rather than allow himself to be executed. The chief of executive officer of the Anti-Defamation League assailed Mr. Masters' invocations of Göring and Griffin, calling them historical figures who trafficked in some of the most anti-Semitic tropes imaginable. Any student of history should know better than to elevate leaders who once gave voice to dangerous anti-Semitic tropes such as the notorious Protocols of the Elders of Zion, Mr. Greenblatt said. He added, regardless of how old he was at the time, he was in college, Mr. Masters needs to disavow his decision to uphold these men and their ideas and condemn anti-Semitism in all its forms. I assume that he will do that if he means to continue to run and to represent the Democratic Party against the U.S. Senate. What the Republican Party, again, in the U.S. Senate. What we really need is four coming up on the Medved Show. Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, but above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
May the summer season bring you some time to do whatever you love doing, enhancing your life in this great country, and maybe a chance with sun shining in most of the country and most of the time, even here in the great Northwest, a little bit of a chance to look on the brighter side with brighter skies and maybe even a brighter future. Speaking of which is the latest Thor movie. It's the fourth one in the series. Is that worth looking on the bright side? This latest from Hollywood. Okay, Chris Hemsworth is back, but he doesn't have his magical, mystical hammer. He has a new sort of personalized axe in the new movie Thor: Love and Thunder. He also has a new nemesis, or at least would-be nemesis, but if you're the God of Thunder, how much nemesis could you handle? Well, this one is played by one of the three Oscar-winning Best Actor, Best Actress appearances in this film. Christian Bale plays someone known as Gore, the God Butcher, who, because of an experience on a distant and remote and desolate planet, has turned against the whole idea of gods and is determined to kill them all, including Thor himself. Listen.
One of the ones who gods care about is themselves.
So this is my vow.
All gods will die.
I was going to say, that was very, very impressive what you did back there.
This is my first bad guy.
You never forget your first.
And unlike the other gods that I kill, you have something worth fighting for.
Okay, the acting is appalling. The special effects are cheesy. The plot is ridiculous beyond belief. It does have it brings back Natalie Portman, and she plays a scientist who was the love interest for Thor in the first two movies. She did not appear in the third one in the series, which was Ragnarok. She shows up in this one, and there's been a lot of attention. She apparently did a lot of physical work, and her arms have bulked up. But you know what's so crazy about the film, and it drove me crazy, is you meet her, she's a cancer patient, and she doesn't get cured. She's still dying of cancer, and stage 4, and yet she goes out onto battlefields to throw the magic hammer Fjolnir and to be involved in superhero hand-to-hand combat equal to Thor herself, himself. Russell Crowe is on hand to play Zeus. They have a very big sequence about a place called Omnipotent City, which is... it looks like a Las Vegas casino, but all the gods, Quetzalcoatl, Aztec gods, Greek gods, Roman gods, Norse gods, they're all there. And almost tacky beyond belief. Taika Waititi, who is an interesting director and an interesting actor, who was so good both as an actor and a director with the film Jojo Rabbit a couple of years ago, which got a bunch of Oscar nominations, he co-wrote and he directed this again. Ragnarok had some humor in it. It had a little bit of passion. This is a mess. And it is very hard to imagine that even with Natalie Portman and Russell Crowe and Christian Bale playing a standard-issue villain from the Marvel Universe, this is one of the worst Marvel movies yet. It really is. And trust me on this, you can find a better way to spend a couple of hours. It's playing in theaters. It's rated PG-13 for exactly the kind of violence you would expect. Thor, Love and Thunder could be entitled Thor, Thud and Blunder. And it is. There's another film called Mr. Malcolm's List. And this one includes a Frida Pinto, who you may remember was such a glamorous, wonderful young star with Slumdog Millionaire, speaking of Oscar-winning films, all those years ago. This time, she's playing a young woman who is looking for a husband in Regency, England. That's supposed to be 1818. It's the same world and really a rather pallid imitation of a Jane Austen story. And there is an arrogant, off-putting Mr. Darcy, who is played by a wonderful Nigerian-British actor named Sope Dirisu, who hasn't been seen before. But all of the casting is racially very diverse. Lots of Asian characters and lots of black characters. And then, of course, a few sprinkling of British characters in this view of Regency England that actually was shot entirely in Ireland, which does a good imitation of the green British countryside. The film, basically, Mr. Malcolm, who is arrogant, has a list of the virtues he demands from a prospective wife. And that's supposed to be a secret, but it becomes a much debated feature of the plot. Listen.
I need your assistance. There is a gentleman, Mr. Malcolm. He humiliated me. I then found out he had a list.
You have a list of qualifications for pride.
I would love for Mr. Malcolm to receive the comeuppance he deserves. Nothing could be rather fun.
Okay, comeuppance is not a word that would be used in 1818 Britain, as this film is set. The locations are lovely. The costumes are lovely. The characters are very thin, and when I say thin, I don't mean physically thin necessarily, though that too. They're cardboard, basically, and they're cutouts. But the entire thing is done with enough good humor and enough plotting to actually make it watchable. It's rated PG, and there's nothing in the film that would be inappropriate for even very young Jane Austen fans. It is not Jane Austen. It is based on a novel that one of the filmmakers here self-published. Mr. Malcolm's List, 2.5 stars on The Medved Show. The final film is a film that's advertised as a work by Mel Gibson. He plays a minor role as a police bomb squad member. The main character, Kevin Dillon, is a hacker who's trying to go straight and has been involved in various scandals, but now he is captured by a disembodied voice that wants him to bring down the entire world financial system. This is a film called Hot Seat, and it is rated R. Listen.
You will die today unless you do exactly as you're told.
The building wired to blow up. Maybe Orlando's a patsy.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
Who knows how many more could die? You got a dead man switch ready to blow up.
Life or death, you choose.
Okay, this is available on multiple streaming services. Is it worth your investment? Are you kidding me? That tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. That was my feeling, seeing my life ticking away. And trying to watch this film to the very end. I did. Mel Gibson, by the way, looks great. He's energetic. He's on screen for about 5 minutes in this particular film. It isn't believable for one moment. And the basically manipulation of the end of the world claims with explosions that are imminent but never quite happen. It's all filmed, for reasons that escape me, on location in Las Cruces, New Mexico. A hot seat, not exactly a hot ticket. It is rated R for lots of harsh language and some brutal violence. One star for Hot Seat. Mel has done much better and will do much better. This will be a movie to remember come worst of the year time. Speaking of worst of the year, not former President Trump has just announced he has remodeled with great refurbishment fanfare the Boeing 757 he used to jet around in his 2016 campaign. He called it Trump Force One. Well, it's back. Does that mean he's ready to hit the skies as a presidential candidate any moment? We'll also speak with Bill O'Reilly under weird speculation. Will Biden resign in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the food you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039, or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.